What if the very traits that kept humanity alive for 200,000 years are now killing us? This isn't science fiction. It's the reality of modern medicine. Heart disease, diabetes, anxiety, depression, these aren't random afflictions, but predictable consequences of a profound mismatch. We're Stone Age bodies navigating a space age world, and the collision is deadly. Our genes haven't caught up with our grocery stores, our stress levels, or our sedentary lives. The same biological systems that once meant survival, our hunger for calories, our hair trigger stress responses, our blood's eagerness to clot, now betray us daily. Understanding this paradox doesn't just explain why we're sick, it transforms how we think about health itself. Humanity's 200,000-year story includes surprising twists. We didn't just coexist with Neanderthals and Denisovans, we interbred. If you're of European or Asian descent, about 2% of your DNA comes from Neanderthals. Natural selection worked simply. Advantageous traits spread through even a 1% survival boost. Dark-skinned African ancestors needed melanin to protect folate from UV radiation. As humans migrated north, lighter skin evolved independently for better vitamin D production. Lactose tolerance showcases evolution's speed. For 190,000 years, all adult humans were lactose intolerant. After cattle domestication 7,000 years ago, a mutation kept the lactase gene active for life. Today, 95% of Northern Europeans digest milk as adults versus 10-20% of non-herding Africans. These adaptations were perfect for their time. The problem? Our world transformed in 10 generations, a geological eye blink, while our bodies still run on 200,000-year-old software. The Pima Indians of Arizona experienced evolution's cruelest irony in Fast Forward. In 1908, diabetes was virtually unknown among them. By 1971, half had the disease. When upstream water diversion threatened starvation, the government supplied flour, sugar, and lard, increasing their dietary fat from 15% to 40%. Their bodies, exquisitely adapted to periodic scarcity, couldn't handle constant abundance. Today, 70% are obese. This wasn't a Pima problem. It was a preview of our collective future. Over one-third of Americans are now obese, another third overweight, and 10% have diabetes. We're witnessing a global epidemic driven by ancient programming. Humans evolved powerful cravings for calorie-dense foods and ruthlessly efficient fat storage to survive famines that no longer come. Our ancestors likely ate whenever food appeared, sometimes consuming 12,000 calories in a sitting. Today, about 70% of our diet consists of foods unavailable to hunter-gatherers: dairy, cereal grains, refined sugars, vegetable oils, and alcohol. The average American now consumes 500 more daily calories than in the 1970s. Our sophisticated hunger regulation makes the problem worse. Your hypothalamus interprets at least 20 different molecules and hormones, including leptin, which suppresses hunger. We're hardwired to seek dietary variety, ensuring diverse nutrients in the wild, but driving overconsumption in modern restaurants. Franklin Delano Roosevelt died from a stroke caused by catastrophic hypertension. His blood pressure climbed from 140-100 in 1931 to a lethal 260-150 by 1945. He died from overprotective biology, the same mechanisms that saved our ancestors from dehydration. Humans possess 2 million sweat glands producing up to 3.5 quarts per hour, likely giving us an advantage over Neanderthals. This demands higher water intake and creates constant dehydration risk. Our bodies developed an elaborate hormone network, prioritizing prevention of dangerous low blood pressure, a bias that made evolutionary sense. Hunter-gatherers thrived on 700 milligrams of sodium daily. The Yanomami of Brazil manage on 400 milligrams with normal blood pressure throughout life. Americans consume far more from processed foods. About 95% of high blood pressure cases stem from excess hormones, often from mutations in over 40 genes that once protected ancestors. Elevated pressure damages arterial linings, forming cholesterol-containing scars that narrow arteries and cause heart attacks or strokes. Prevalence rises from 5% below age 35 to over 70% after age 75, contributing to half of all cardiovascular deaths. Days before Valentine's Day 2012, Iraq War veteran Jason Pemberton killed his wife and himself. His tragedy illustrates how hypervigilant survival mechanisms that once protected our ancestors now produce anxiety, phobias, depression, and suicide. Today, 1 in 10 American adults suffers from depression, and 40,000 commit suicide annually, making Americans twice as likely to die by suicide as by murder or combat. The myth of peaceful prehistoric humans crumbles under evidence. 15% of prehistoric hunter-gatherers died violently. Our brains consume 17% of our calories, despite being only 2% of body weight. The smoke detector principle explains why false alarms are evolutionarily advantageous. Burning 200 calories to flee is worth it if there's even a 1% chance of avoiding injury, costing 20,000 calories in recovery. But this hair trigger sensitivity now backfires constantly. Anxiety affects 18% of U.S. adults annually and nearly 30% during their lifetimes. Depression affects about 7% yearly and 17% lifetime. Over 20% of American women aged 40 to 60 take antidepressants. Depression evolved from adaptive sadness that helped ancestors disengage from unreachable goals and find new strategies. As civilization progressed, violent deaths declined dramatically. Britain's homicide rate is less than 5% of what it was in the 13th century. Yet our brains still operate as if threats lurk everywhere, producing epidemic levels of anxiety and depression in the safest era in human history. When Rosie O'Donnell suffered a 2012 heart attack, a 99% blockage in her main coronary artery, a widowmaker, required emergency stent placement. This illustrates the delicate balance between our need to clot quickly and the dangers of unnecessary clotting. Approximately 12% of Paleolithic ancestors died from homicide and fatal injuries. Childbirth posed even greater danger. Paleolithic women with an average of 10 deliveries faced roughly a 1 in 30 lifetime risk of bleeding to death, necessitating rapid clotting mechanisms. Our blood circulation is remarkable. 10 pints cycling through 60,000 miles of vessels about 40 million times by age 75. When vessels are damaged, platelets stick to exposed receptors while blood proteins form a fibrous mesh. We maintain about 15 million platelets per drop, 4 times more than needed for trauma clotting. The cruel irony: while we're now far less likely to bleed to death, the genetic tendencies that helped our ancestors survive now contribute to our most common causes of death. Excessive clotting proteins create dangerous blood clots, particularly when atherosclerotic plaques rupture, cholesterol-rich deposits that accumulate due to our liver's overproduction of lipoproteins, especially when stimulated by saturated fat consumption. Diseases caused by clots now account for about 25% of all deaths in modern America, more than 4 times the number caused by all forms of bleeding. Natural selection can't save us. It operates too slowly for civilization's pace and only favors traits increasing early reproduction, even if harmful later. Beneficial mutations take generations to spread, leaving us mismatched with modernity. Behavioral change proves extraordinarily difficult. Despite motivation and resources, Oprah Winfrey has repeatedly regained lost weight, mirroring 90% of overweight people. Our environment constantly sabotages Paleolithic instincts through calorie-dense foods and supersized portions. Medicine becomes our adaptation tool. Half of American adults take prescriptions, rising to 90% by age 65, addressing cholesterol, blood pressure, and depression, all offsetting historical survival traits that now harm us. We're entering personalized health, genome sequencing, biomarkers, and imaging revealing disease risks and guiding treatment. Gene therapy and epigenetic manipulation offer faster change than natural selection. healthcare shifts toward primordial prevention, reversing risk factors before disease develops. The challenge is using our brains, which created these problems, to bring us back into sync. Many health issues stem from genetic predispositions beyond full control, requiring compassion as we navigate the dance between ancient genes and modern lives.